My name is Erland. I am a recovered alcoholic and a member of the Responsible Men's Big Book Step Study Group, which is a blessing for me. The founders of that meeting began applying a format that we're all familiar with now in roughly 1981. They had been sober just a year or two, and they were experimenting. There was no one to show them how to do the steps out of the big book. The first one, well, his name is Don. He followed the directions in the book, which said, ask God for guidance. And so that's what he did. He prayed, asked for guidance, and then he followed the directions in the book for the fourth step to the best of his ability. His work was sufficiently effective that at least three members of his little circle of friends were so impressed that they asked Don to show them what he had done. And these guys initially were members of a local group on Cape Cod, the Osterville Young People's Group. And after some period of time, when they had a few sponsees, they decided it was time to start their own meeting. And one of them was a student up at Cape Cod Community College. And the dean was also in AA. He was sympathetic to what this fellow was doing and arranged for them to have a room for their meeting at the college. And so that's where we started having our first Big Book Step study meetings. That's where I went. I was one of a small group of people who had all kinds of varied backgrounds. We were all hopeless alcoholics, but we had ridiculously different backgrounds in our age, philosophical, religious, educational background. We just had very little in common in that regard, but we had so much in common in this area of profound hopelessness that we identified with this process in the book, and really latched on to those guys that were working. And so I got a sponsor there right away. I think actually, quite frankly, he acquired me. They didn't sit around and decide who they for somebody to sponsor them and who they would sponsor. They just decided they were there to carry the message. And if they found someone who was hurting enough to do the work, then he was invited in. And that's what happened to me. And took me about a year to get serious about the first three steps. I was such a profoundly belligerent agnostic, atheist. I just did not want to talk about the God stuff. And these guys detected that right away. And thank God, they didn't pressure me on the point at all. You know, the book says, find out what his opinions are. Don't contradict them. Do what you can to help. That's all they did. And as a consequence, I felt right from the get-go that I was in the right place. And I saw some kind of hope at the end of a vague tunnel. After about a year, I had finally reached a point where I identified with language in the book regarding the second and the third step. And I was able to do a third step with the understanding that I was making a decision to find out what was blocking me. I did not make a decision to believe in God, to appeal to God. It wasn't about God at all. It was about this process helping to open me up to whatever was right for me, kind of the spirit of the universe sort of thing. I did develop that idea, and it became a very strong idea. And then it was sufficient enough for me to do a fourth set. And once I started the fourth, I buckled down right away. I was one of the lucky ones. And I worked on it for several months. It was fairly long, pretty thorough. And then I did fifth step. And for a short while after I had done the fifth step, I felt that something miraculous had happened, that I was free, that I was a different person. And over a period of a few months, I discovered that that was unrealistic. And as a matter of fact, during the next few months, three people, members of our group, who had been struggling with personal problems, committed suicide. And that was a very, very sobering time for the Hyannis Men's Big Book Step Study Group. Different people had different ideas about what the problem was. I became convinced, absolutely, that the problem was that we hadn't any experience with steps 10 and 11. We just didn't. It was like people were thinking that they were connected with God after they did the fifth step. Why make a big deal out of steps 10 and 11? But as I said, it got pretty pricey for a few people. And I was one of the ones who started working on 10 and 11 as well as I could, trying to get familiar with what the book was actually asking us to do, and then learning how to do it, and then observing the results. And then I moved to Florida. In Florida, I carried the same message, and roughly about the same time that Harry's group was flourishing up in Daytona Beach, my roommate and I, Billy H., we started a meeting in North Palm Beach, and that meeting really took off. It was very popular, very effective, and it still functions today. It's not quite as I would say it's not quite as influential as it once was, but it's still active, and people are still working at it. May God bless that. So around this same time, members of the Hyannis group got job opportunities, relationship changes, marriages, births, and people started moving away from Hyannis. And then they started moving away from the Cape. And as they moved away, the people who were well-versed in the process, the way we do it in Big Book Step Study, they took that process with them, trying really hard not to modify it, trying to stay true to the original concept. And as a result, Big Book Step Study has popped up in a lot of different places. It's really been wonderful to watch it. I'm so grateful to the people that introduced me to this book and this process when I first got sober. There's no doubt in my mind that I would have died long ago if they hadn't arrived. And it's been a saving grace for me and the members of my family and for people that I tried to work with since. And I am, in a couple of weeks, approaching 85. So I can tell you, it's making my retirement a hell of a lot more serene than it would have been otherwise. Mm-hmm. Now, thanks for letting me share. Mm-hmm.